I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And I'm also joined today by our new co-host, Jeremy Hobson. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Robin. Great to be here.
He's going to be here the whole hour as we gear up for the expanded Here and Now, which begins July 1st. Very exciting. But Jeremy, you bring a story for us?
I do. From Chicago, it's been a terribly violent few days there. And we're going to talk with some people that are right in the thick of things about what is going on and what needs to be done.
Okay, we'll have that in a couple of minutes. But first, at that rare open House Intelligence Committee hearing today, government officials and lawmakers defended surveillance programs. FBI Deputy Director Sean Joyce outlined four terrorist plots he claimed were foiled by the NSA programs revealed by leaker Edward Snowden. NSA Chief Keith Alexander said he had 50 examples of thwarted attacks that he will hand over to Congress. And he said, let the debate over his surveillance programs begin.
Let me start by saying that I would much rather be here today debating this point than trying to explain how we failed to prevent another 9/11.
Let's bring in Siobhan Gorman, intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Siobhan, last week we heard about New York subway and Times Square attacks that were thwarted by these surveillance programs. What were the attacks outlined today?
They were two additional ones. One was a plot against the New York Stock Exchange, and another was one that was a little bit less precise. It had to do with information on an individual that the FBI had opened a case on shortly after 9/11 and then had decided to close the case, and then apparently information came in later from the NSA that led FBI to open that case again. But Mr. Joyce was not very specific about the contours of that particular case.
What else?
He did tie that directly to the broad collection of phone records and the searches of those.
What else did we hear in the hearings today?
Well, we heard an interesting discussion about this question of how would a system administrator actually gain access to such sensitive documents. And while it doesn't seem that NSA has a complete answer to that yet, it does seem that they are now making a tally of who has access to what types of things. And we heard from General Alexander that there are roughly 100 or so system administrators that are in a position akin to Mr. Snowden's, and the majority of them, I'm sorry, did I say 100? I meant 1,000. And the majority of them are contractors.
Well, we also know that there's a FISA court, a court that oversees this use of people's phone records and also the internet records. And some lawmakers question whether that FISA court just went along with whatever was asked of it. You've told us in the past that the most recent warrant to use phone records was actually something that was being reenacted. Here's Deputy Attorney General James Cole responding to that question of rubber stamping.
This is by no means a rubber stamp. There is an enormous amount of work, and they make sure, they're the ones to make sure that the privacy and the civil liberty interests of United States citizens are honored. They're that bulwark in this process.
And Siobhan, it seems that the officials who were testifying seem to also go out of their way to say they did not listen in on Americans.
Yes, that's true, and that has been a common talking point from all government officials on these two programs, and as far as we can tell, that is certainly the case. The phone records are indeed just records. They're not phone conversations from millions of Americans that are being stored by NSA. In the case of the Internet Communications Program, that is targeted at foreign intelligence targets, so that's definitely the case, and one of the things that officials were seeking today was to reinforce that message to counter any misperceptions that these were listening in on conversations of Americans. They really went overboard in trying to talk about, you know, what they see as a limited system with lots of internal and to some degree external checks and balances.
Siobhan Gorman, intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.